Hi, I'm Father Ben. Welcome to English Bible. The Bible is a collection of books filled with grace, God's inspired word.
漫游英语，圣经奇境 English Bible Story Discovery. 以轻松的心情聆听如童话般的英文圣经故事，由杨立旺神父带领，大人小孩一起踏上发现之旅。
Hi, welcome once again to our English Bible Story Discovery. Our story for today is The Killing of the Innocents. The Magi do not go back to Jerusalem. Warned by an angel in a dream, they take another way home. As soon as they leave, an angel appears in a dream to Joseph.And tells him, Rise, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you. Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him. Joseph wakes up, he takes the child and his mother, and flees to Egypt, where they remain until Herod's death.Herod waits and waits for the Magi to return. When he finds out he was deceived, he tells the soldiers, Go and kill all the baby boys born in these last 2 years in Bethlehem and the places near it. This is our story for today. It's kind of sad.But as we remember, the previous stories was about Magi searching for the child Jesus, and Herod tricked them to look for the child because he wanted revenge. 我们今天的故事有一点悲伤，但是我们记得前几个故事之前，我们讲到那些先知去找那个耶稣小婴儿，那黑洛德也用欺骗的方式要他们去仔细的去找这个孩子，因为他想杀害这个孩子。 But the story for today, we see how God's work. 但我们今天的故事，我们可以看到天主如何以他的威能去控制一切的事情。The Magi do not go back to Jerusalem. 那些只先知没有再回去耶路撒冷。Do not, 没有。Go back 就是回。Jerusalem 是一个地方的名字，耶路撒冷。Warned by an angel in a dream. 他们为什么没有回去同样的路，就是因为他们被警告。One 就是警告 ，by an angel 有天使来警告他们，在什么样的方式 ？In a dream, dream 就是在梦，在梦里面受到天使的警告。They take another way home， 因此他们用不同的路回去。他们选了另外一条路。Another 就是另外、They take another way home 他们用了另外一条路回去 As soon as they leave Soon 就是马上就马上他们离开之后 Leave 就是离开就是他们离开之后马上有什么样呢 An angel appears in a dream to Joseph又有一个天使在梦中显示给若瑟啊，必须是显示若瑟就是 Joseph 这个名字 and tells him 又告诉他 rise 起来 rise 就是起来 take the child and his mother 拿孩子与他的母亲 flee to Egypt. Flee 就是逃亡。逃亡哪里？逃亡埃及。And stay there until I tell you. 而且你要住在那边直到我告诉你。啊，直到 until 直到 I tell you, 我告诉你。所以他们要住在那边。为什么？就是 Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him. 黑罗德要去 寻找这个孩子，而他要把他杀害。Joseph wakes up, 因此若瑟就起来。He takes the child and his mother. 他拿了孩子与他的母亲 and flees to Egypt. 然后就逃往埃及去了。Where they remain until Herod's death. 他们就留在那里直到黑洛的过世。Herod waits and waits for the Magi. 黑洛德还不知道那些Magi 已经用另外一个路回去了，所以是他在等着等着。Herod waits and waits.Waits 就是等，他就等着等着等着这些Magi， 但是他们没有回来。When he finds out he was deceived， 当他发现他就被骗了。He was deceived， 他被欺骗了。He tells the soldier， 他就告诉那些军人军队 ，Go and kill all the baby boys， 去。而杀所有的男的婴儿 ，born in these last 2 years， 就是这些在两年内的小婴儿出生在两年内，他们都要被杀害。哪一些呢？就是 in Bethlehem and in places near it， 在白人与他附近的地方。所以所有的。小婴儿只要是男的，而是出生在两年内的，在白人与他附近的地方的，都被这些军人杀害。因为黑洛德想杀害耶稣，但耶稣已经因为有小天使告诉若瑟，他已经逃往埃及了，因此他没有被伤害。Jesus, because of the angel telling Joseph to go into Egypt, Jesus was saved. Jesus was not hurt. 听从天主, following, obeying God, we will always be safe. 我们通常时时会被保安全的,保平安的。因为若瑟听了天使的话, Because Joseph listened to the angels, so his family was saved. 因此他全家都没有受伤害。我们在每天的生活中也可以感受到有很多的危机，有很多的不顺。In our own life, we always also feel that there are many things that are not so easy.There are so many challenges, and so we are to follow the example of Joseph, listening to God, obeying Him, and living our life according to His will. 就是听着天主的话，活出他的旨意，我们把所有一切交给天主。Hope you enjoyed our story for today.Until next time, remember, practice your English, share our story to your friends and family. Goodbye and God bless.